Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right babe. Not that Maggie. Back in time.
On the fan, Mick Monagle here with you on this Wednesday morning, taking your calls for 3 hours as we got to the 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. Marco is rolling with us on the updates, and again on this Wednesday morning, taking you through to the warm-up show at five. And I will get to the winning ways of the New York Yankees. We'll get to the four games in a row, the winning ways of the New York Mets. But I continue to be astounded and baffled and frustrated and annoyed every single day with the New York Knicks. It doesn't end. Every day is another report that either annoys me or confuses me or flat out pisses me off. And here I am again this morning, and I just, you know, it's funny. I can't believe I'm about to say what I'm about to say. But I'm no longer needing of convincing, because there's been a lot of you, the fans, a lot of people in the media, a lot of people immediately who put James Dolan's fingerprints all over the firing of Tom Thibodeau. And I've been pushing back on it. Not necessarily that it sounded ridiculous or that it couldn't be the truth or that anything other than we really didn't have any evidence other than, you know, some of us thought the decision was confusing and unlike Leon Rose to fire him, and a decision that we thought didn't make any sense. And whenever we look to make sense of things that don't make sense, especially with the Knicks, we point the finger at the owner because he's the nonsensical one. He's the idiot. He's the one who makes bad decisions. Whenever there's a decision we don't like, we have someone easy to point the finger to and say, well, it must be him. And at this point, it better have been him. At this point, it's almost, I'm past the idea that it was James Dolan, because the reports of a couple days ago of him spearheading the firing of Tom Thibodeau and taking charge in the exit meetings, and clearly those exit meetings have meant everything. Because here is the obvious point. Here is the obvious point. For everything that has gone on since Leon Rose has taken over this team and the steady climb that they have made back into relevancy inside the NBA, with Leon Rose, with Tom Thibodeau, with Jalen Brunson being the three pillars of this climb, everything that has happened along the way, it has either been quiet and moving in silence and making deals nobody saw coming. It's also been with what has obviously been perceived to be with a plan. And right now, this better be James Dolan. As disgusting as that sounds to me, that Leon Rose was not allowed to decide who the next head coach was going to be, or that the owner of this team sat in the exit meetings and listened to this group of players talk about their frustrations with the coach, and as reported, some players flat out saying they don't want to play for the man anymore. And clearly those exit meetings have meant everything, more than the last 5 years, more than anything else. Those exit meetings and what some of those players have said and the inability to win one series has clearly changed how the New York Knicks have envisioned their plan. And it better be because the owner is impetuous. It better be that the owner is the one pushing this button, because if it's Leon Rose, my faith in Leon Rose has now dramatically wavered, and I no longer will utter the sentence of "in Leon Rose we trust." Because how can you trust what we have heard today? What is the plan after firing Tom Thibodeau? Go around the NBA and just ask people if their coach is available? Is that really what they're doing? As the reports come out today from Shams, from Mike Francesa, who breaks the news about Chris Finch in Minnesota, from Ian Begley, it is reported that the Knicks have knocked on the door of at least two other franchises just to take a peek to see if they'll let their coach come down to New York, whether it be Ime Udoka in Houston, who were denied by the Rockets, or it be Chris Finch in Minnesota, as they were denied by the Timberwolves. And now, the guy we've been talking about for the last 2 days in Jason Kidd, who apparently has felt like, and every report has indicated, that it's been the first choice of the New York Knicks. Yesterday, I'm talking about the report that it sounds like Jason Kidd has mutual interest in the job and wants to be the next Knicks head coach. And now we find out that despite knocking on the door of all these other franchises to see if their coach is available, they haven't even asked Dallas yet. And Shams just reported not too long ago on this late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning that if he's so inclined, I know there were reports earlier today that whispers around the league is that Dallas has no intention of letting him go. Well, Shams is pretty much stamping that with the idea that the Knicks haven't even asked yet, as of late last night, and that all indications are the Dallas Mavericks have no intention of letting Jason Kidd go and will give them the same response that they got from Houston and that they got from Minnesota. No, thank you. We'll keep our coach. What exactly is going on in the Garden right now? What the hell is going on with this team? They fire the coach within a few days of losing to the Indiana Pacers in their first, yeah, I know I've said it a ton, I know we've all said it a ton, in their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. They have to fire him immediately to pivot to what exactly? Walking around with our hands out, asking for other teams' coaches? That's what it's come to? This is the plan? This is what you Knicks fans, a lot of the, maybe half the fan base, this is better than the stability of Tibbs? This is better than keeping a head coach that has raised the franchise from nothing into prominence because we don't like how he played the bench or some of the matchups or some of the offensive adjustments, and we'll go back and we'll point to this and we'll point to that. Well, here we are. I hope you enjoyed nitpicking every decision Tom Thibodeau made over the last 5 years in every postseason series, and specifically over this one where he only beat the defending champs in the biggest upset the series, the franchise has had, possibly for in its entire history. While we nitpick whether or not they face guarded Halliburton from the minute he touched the ball on the other side of the court, or whether we talk about the adjustments, or whether we talk about this one didn't want to play for him, I hope all of the critiques you have for Tom Thibodeau and how he ran this franchise back into prominence, I hope it's worth the idea that the Knicks look like a joke right now. A leaderless...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rudderless, planless, dysfunctional franchise that doesn't know what else to do but to say, hey, he's a pretty good coach. He's worked with Carl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, despite the fact that we kill him for disappearing in their playoff series. But let's see if he's available. Oh, no? Okay. Well, I guess we'll move on to Houston. Ime Udoka. You know, he was looking like he was taking the Boston Celtics onto the, you know, the track of the NBA championship. I don't know some things personally behind the scenes, but, you know, listen, he's done a good job with the young Houston team. Hey, you know, maybe they'll be willing to move on from him. Who else is next? I had a caller last night asking for Nick Nurse. Why not? Let's see if Philadelphia is interested in getting rid of their coach. What else can we do? This is the plan. Door-to-door salesman. Begging for other people's successful coaches. That's the best we got. Had to fire Tibbs. He couldn't take them anywhere. There was no way a Tibbs-led team could get to the NBA Finals. They don't know where to turn. There is absolutely no plan. And this is it. Now forget it. I know I've been strong on the idea of selling us on Johnny Bryant as, you know, the second choice. Now he's the third, fourth, fifth choice. Now it's every other head coach in the league before going to Johnny Bryant. Good luck selling the fan base on that after you're begging door-to-door on other people's head coaches. Like, what exactly is going on? And that's why I'm at the point, I skipped right over the process of saying, yep, it's probably Dolan. I went from, I don't know, I don't think so, I don't think it is James Dolan, I'd be surprised. I understand it kind of, it's starting to make sense that it's James Dolan, but still, like, I'd be surprised if Leon Lewis let it happen. Now, I went right from that into, it better be James Dolan, because if it's run by Leon Rose in this kind of manner, I've lost all faith in this franchise. As dysfunctional as it is that James Dolan's making decisions, at least it explains why they have no idea what they're doing. I'd rather have the impetuous owner come in and then make, you know, Leon Rose fumble around and try and find a coach rather than this is the idea from the beginning. Anybody who still thinks that moving on from Tibbs that quickly to go to what exactly? We don't even know what kind of coach we're getting. We're going to point to bench minutes. We're going to point to, you know, some adjustments that weren't made as they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. And who are we going to turn to? Who else can we ask if they're willing to get rid of their coach? Who else can we ask if they'll take our second round picks for their head coach? Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I can't imagine that they thought, they went through those exit meetings and said, you know what, I know we don't have any idea what we want to do, but we have to fire Tibbs immediately. Because Mikal Bridges, who was awful all year, might not want to play for him next year. So let's just turn ourselves into a mockery and go around with no plan, no clue, no idea who we want to hire, and just see what other, you know, we'll look around and say, oh, you know, the Mavericks have been pretty good. And why, you know what, and now that we think about it, and, you know, Edwards of The Athletic, who covers the Knicks, did a good job, you know, breaking down the idea of why would any of these teams, and specifically Dallas with Kidd, we've been talking about Kidd the last 2 days, like it was a fait accompli because Kidd had mutual interest. Why would the Dallas Mavericks want to do this? Why would any team want to give their head coach to the New York Knicks? But Jason Kidd in specific, even though they haven't even asked yet, we're hearing this for 2 days, they haven't even asked yet. They've asked other franchises, not the Dallas Mavericks. But the Dallas Mavericks just, you know, traded away their great player, brought in AD, brought in, have Kyrie. They're going to get the first pick. They're looking to win, and they're not looking for bad PR. They're not looking to blow this franchise up. They're not looking to have more reasons to look dysfunctional by trading their head coach away. They made that move and tried to... They didn't trade Luka Doncic for a million picks. They traded him for another big superstar with a short window and an injury history. They're trying to win right now. They're going to just get rid of Jason Kidd. And shame on all of us for just assuming, because Jason Kidd might want the job, that it was going to happen. I mean, I don't know where this franchise is going. And it's more frustrating than, you know, from where they came and what they were, to feel like they were building something 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, however long ago it was. Right, was it May 16th? That Friday night, as they beat the Boston Celtics and we celebrated on 7th Avenue, the greatest upset victory in the franchise's history. And we had this clear-cut path, this red carpet laid out before us, with the Indiana Pacers being the team in front of us, not the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the Indiana Pacers, who we should have beaten last year if not for the injuries. We were celebrating beating the defending champs, the Boston Celtics, a bitter rival, and this franchise was on better footing than it had been in 25 years. And from that moment till this one, the drop-off in my feeling towards this organization, my feeling towards their stability, my feeling towards who they are and how they've changed and why we've fallen in love with this team and why we have backed this team, has completely unraveled. Every day, it has completely unraveled. The minute they won that, the minute, you know, 2.5 minutes, that first three from Naismith, he pulled the string on the sweater. And every day, it just keeps getting pulled further, and it just keeps unraveling until I'm standing here with no shirt on, man. Like, it's unbelievable. I cannot fathom where we were in that moment to where we are now, where we're looking for maybe trade for KD, maybe, you know, the Giannis pipe dreams, letting players who are completely disappointing this year decide who the next head coach is, and then when making that decision, having zero plan and allowing this to be played out in the media every day with new reports as they're literally begging door to door to see if other teams will give the Knicks their head coach. What an absolute disaster. What an absolute disaster. And whoever takes this job now, wherever they're able to go, like what, and again, you know, I'm sure many of you will say, hey, Chris, Tibbs had to go. He lost the team, the issues, and all they're doing is asking permission. I mean, they just wanted to check the availability. It doesn't mean they were dead set on those guys or that they absolutely love those guys or that, you know, they wanted to necessarily hire, just checking a field. Can I talk to him? Where are you guys with him? Like, it's just asking, Chris. Yeah, it's just asking. It's just asking. It's firing the most successful coach you have had in a quarter century and then turning around with no plan and just seeing who's willing to talk to. Like, it's unbelievable how ugly this looks and how inept they look and how completely planless they are. Because, you know what? And fairly so, and rightfully so, from what they've shown us over the last 5 years, the minute Tibbs was fired, everybody's assumption, mine, yours, Ian Begley, who covers the team as well as anybody, everyone's opinion was, you don't do this unless you have a plan. This has been in the works for weeks. Oh, they knew if he wasn't getting through this series, he was fired. Oh, they knew heading in, he had to get to an NBA Finals. They knew early on that they, like, this was in the works for a long time moving on from Tibbs, was it? Because it better be that the owner made a rash decision and now they're just scrambling, because if this was in the works for a while, they need to figure out how the hell to plan looking for a next head coach. This is embarrassing. For a Leon Rose-led team that has moved in silence, I talked about this a lot yesterday with the noise of Jason Kidd, an OG Anunoby trade out of nowhere, a Karl Anthony Towns trade out of nowhere, a team that has kind of moved in silence and hasn't necessarily made the big splash or made the obvious splash. They have caught people off guard with their decisions. They are publicly begging for someone to take this head coaching job. I am absolutely floored with how this has gone. It better be that the owner stepped in and now they don't know what to do, because if this was the plan's embarrassing. The plan's embarrassing. Just turn and pivot to Johnny Bryant if you're going to end up, like, save us from this idea. Lie to us, fool us. Pull the wool over our eyes. Do whatever it is, any cliche about, make me believe ignorance is bliss. Don't show me how the sausage is made. However else you want to put it, this is embarrassing. Make me believe. I have no belief. I have no further belief in Leon Rose in this particular decision. Now, maybe he'll reshape the roster. Maybe the coach will end. Maybe they'll luck into it, but that's what it's going to have to be. The Knicks are going to have to luck into the next good head coach for this franchise, because they have no idea where he is. They have no idea how to get him. And they are walking around saying, ooh, he's done a good job. Hey, would you like to talk? What an absolute joke. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Your Nick calls next. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to the ungodly home run hit by Judge and the come-from-behind win from the New York Mets and a bullpen decision. And you know me, and here it comes. The bullpen decision made on Saturday by Aaron Boone that is absolutely vilified by the fan base, and the bullpen decision made by Carlos Mendoza that is applauded by everybody. And it's the same thing. One worked out, one didn't. And that's how we base our decisions. Not on, was it a smart move? Did it work? And here's proof.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.